Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I have to explain that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Team Chat, IGN's Destiny Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me today in the studio is CJ Gibson.
What's up? We did it.
Brian Malkowitz.
Yo, 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 what up?
Brian, you got some shades on today.
I'm not used to all this lighting, man. My eyes hurt.
That is true.
I'm used to being in a dark closet.
You were away from the studio for too long, and now rocking the aviators.
Yep. So ta-da, if you're listening, we are in a new studio. It is the best thing you have ever seen. No other show has a studio like this anywhere online. We are in a mansion. There's backlighting. It is the most gorgeous thing. And if you're actually watching, just play along.
Exactly.
How do you feel being by yourself?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Is it okay?
This is how we used to do it in the studio.
It is, but we were going to try initially to have you in the center and me over there, which we might do only for one reason. Destin, just do a quick shoulder check behind you. You see the best class of all time right there?
You're in the way, Destin.
You're in the hunter zone.
Here?
Right there.
Right there. There's a hunter. Right next to the TV, and there's a ghost right above
that's,
it.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. I see it.
Yeah.
I haven't actually taken the time to admire the artwork. But yeah, we are in the new studio. We're fresh back from Guardian Con. At least two of us are. Sorry, Brian. A lot of people asked about you there.
FOMO. There's a bunch of people saying, hey, they really appreciate the show.
And if you're listening, thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you to everybody who talked to us, who came to our panel. It was much appreciated.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's crazy whenever you do those big groups, in front of a live studio audience and after you get a chance to talk to people. So really appreciate it. It was, every time, we pack one of those, conference areas. It still seems really weird to me. So definitely appreciate everybody coming and saying hi.
Seems like you guys had a good turnout too.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a packed room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool.
There's some people standing in the back. Feel bad for them, but
yeah. Gathalion, bro, man, saying it right now. We want to be more involved with the fundraising part. Absolutely. That's the one thing every year, because it's like right around E3.
Yeah.
It's been really challenging for us. So I'm just gonna block out that part of my calendar and try and have a conversation with those guys and get more involved. I want to help raise money for the sick kids.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. I mean, I can't remember the final total, but I think it was just shy of four million.
Yeah. No, they ended up breaking 4 million. Their goal stream, they were at 3.7.
Yeah.
But eventually they did go over 4.
That's crazy, man.
Destiny community is hungry to help.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So Guardian Con was great. Then we come back from Guardian Con and there is a lot going on in Destiny.
Yes.
We had a new event open up. We have the Moments of Triumph, right?
Yep. Back again.
Yep, back again. And Bad Juju is here. The real players in the office got it.
Oh, there it is. Little. Hey, you like this studio?
Immediately. But he did get a chance to play it on my account.
I did. I logged on specifically for this because there was a couple people who, I'll find the person who is tweeting this out saying, hey, you know, what do you guys like? How are you feeling about it in PvE, PvP? It's a good chance to play both. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I use it a bit. I think it's okay.
Were you a fan of it in D1, though?
Nope, never used it.
Okay, so that's the thing. I think some of the caveat is whether or not you gravitated towards that weapon in D1. I actually liked Red Death, I think, overall.
Yes,
more
I
so.
Loved Red Death.
Yeah, and I think that you were probably in like the Bad Juju or Red Death camp at the time because those metas were very similar. But Bad Juju is good. So the thing that we realize that's very different, that's super cool, is the reload animation. Do you hear the crunching sound of bones when you reload it?
So we actually had, because I haven't used Bad Juju in since D1, and it's been a long time. So I was like, was that sound there? So we loaded up like some old videos, and like it's just a normal pulse rifle reload like sound. The animation isn't actually different. It's like the same animation
sound.
Reload, but the sound with the animation is just like some weird like crackling and crunching, and it's just like, oh, it's kind of like it's kind of unsettling. But like when there's not a lot of like stuff going on around you and you reload, and it's just like. It's actually really cool.
Yeah. I didn't notice that, but I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's really, really
subtle details. Like nails on a chalkboard, though. You're kind of like,
Yeah, there's been a couple of reports of it. There being a very, very unique, very rare, like necrochasm-esque explosion that happens when you're using bad juju.
Just randomly?
Yeah, like there's been like a couple of videos of people grinding out the Whisper mission, and they were just, you know, they would shoot, you know, those, you know, the infinite spawning thrall, and there would be an explosion. Like necrochasm, it's, you know, like a green hive-esque explosion that, you know, and it just, you know, and it's very, the aesthetic matches bad juju, so people are calling it a bug, but it looks too bad juju-esque.
Too purposeful?
It looks too purposeful, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So how do you guys feel about the way that you obtain it? Because this is my only sort of like odd sticking point with it. It was really easy to get.
Yeah.
Basically, you open a chest, and then if you have the materials, you just go buy it, basically, and you get it. I decided to stop for the catalyst because I'm like, wait, is this going to close? Then no, I'll wait till I get the 80% discount, then I'll get the catalyst.
Absolutely.
I'm not really going to use this weapon that often unless like all of a sudden we find out it's the best gun in the game, which it's not. Like,
yeah, I
it's good, but it's not like the best. You don't need the catalyst immediately.
No. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, it's going to probably have its purposes, but that's what. So Brian and I were talking real quick, is just thinking of, you know, what would be the benefit of this weapon, and do you need it right away? I mean, I think it's a little bit of FOMO.
Do you need it right away? No.
Yeah, no.
You can absolutely wait. So if you're limited on materials or resources, just grind out the actual triumphs, because you do get the items that.
Yeah, it's not tied to any, you know, triumphs or seals or anything like that. So there's no rush in getting it. So, you know, you're not going to feel behind if you don't get it. I think the coolest thing about Bad Juju's Return is actually the other side mission.
Mm-hmm.
Like, aside from it being an Ascendant Realm Leviathan mission, it's replayable infinitely. So you can just, you know, load up the Tribute Hall and load up this mission. And in this mission, there's a moment in the mission where, like, taken dogs spawn infinitely.
Yep.
And you can, so that's going to be a great mission that we can use to just have for grinding out catalysts and other things that are just like super grind heavy.
We've woken the dogs. Gotcha.
You know what else is kind of great? The fact that the room where you put all of your, you know, trophies that you get to unlock the characters, you can activate them and then you can use them for target practice. So in a way, we ended up getting a target practice room, a DPS check.
An unofficial firing range, basically. Because once you activate them, they just infinitely spawn.
Mm-hmm.
They don't shoot back. They just stand there. They look at you whichever direction you're moving around.
Yeah.
So when you want to test out stuff, just load up Tribute Hall, activate all these monsters, and then you got them.
Boom. Yeah.
That's really cool. There.
I like that a lot. I think other people probably made that connection right away, but I really, really love that we just have a place where stationary ads will spawn.
Yeah.
And you can do your DPS checks.
Yeah, those were the things that I remember when Division 2 launched. I asked Duggan that, and he was bringing me into the firing range, and that was one of the features that it had. And I was like, dude, I always wanted a space like that, either in the tower or something, to be able to do that. So that's super cool.
So we're getting there.
Yeah,
it's not exactly there. It's not like
you can't control it.
It doesn't go into as detailed as Divisions 2
goes
with a DPS check, but you'll have to count the numbers yourself.
Yeah,
but
people are doing it in regular PvE activities, so this is definitely a nice controlled space. So.
Yeah, definitely. The other side. So the quest, you go into it, earmuffs, CJ.
Yeah. Okay, so truth be told, what I'm doing is basically, I knew you guys purchased it right off the bat, and so I have been grinding out all the daily bounties. So I can, because I don't have a crap ton of resources. I remember looking at your legendary shards, and what are you at, like a few thousand?
I'm at like 4K.
Yeah.
I was at 4K.
That might seem like a lot to you, but there are players out there who probably have like triple that, maybe even more.
That's crazy. And so here's the thing. So I have probably about 4,000 gunsmith tokens, about 4,000 or 5,000 crucible tokens. So I could get lots of legendary shards. I just don't bother. So right now I think I'm usually always sitting around like 300 to 400.
Yeah.
I go to Spider, and then
I have tons of resources I need to burn through anyway. And I think that's Bungie's intention.
Yep.
They're just like, let's just give them an easy way to burn all these materials that they're sitting on for those players.
Materials are going to become an end game issue in Shadowkeep, I bet.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, make them burn all these materials and on Shadowkeep, and everybody's dry to have nothing.
I am a little concerned that's why I stopped for the catalyst. I'm like, all right, I got like 2,000 legendary shards. I can buy all the other materials from Spider for legendary shards. So I'm going to be okay there. I don't think I'm going to spend any more, though, because I could just do the Triumphs and get the 10 that I need,
yes,
or just wait until I get the appropriate discount.
Yes.
By the way, the discount thing is sort of working weird. You're only supposed to be able to get 4 a day, but you can do 12 of them.
Yeah, on multiple characters. I was reading that, and I saw like that on a couple other people saying that they're not sure if it's, you know, what the percentage and how it's rating right now. So, again, we don't want to quote on how that's actually working.
Well, Bungie said you're supposed to be able to do 4.
Exactly.
Per day.
Yeah.
Per account?
Per day.
But that's what I mean. Does that account to like the amount of percent that it is? So regardless, I'm gonna wait pretty much until the very end, and I've done all 4 of them every day. So once I hit like day 20, then you have max percentage, I think, is what it works out to, and then then bye.
Yeah. So just keep turning those in.
Keep grinding.
80%. I think there's a triumph for getting the full 80% discount, actually.
Right, and that's I think the other reason why I'm just gonna do them. You know, I'm gonna keep doing them at a regular pace. Real quick, before we move on, Bad Juju and the weapons, do you want to talk about them? Have you used them much in PvP and PvE or no?
Yeah. I mean, we already talked about Bad Juju and said it's fine.
A little bit, but yeah, within the context of the meta, like for PvP, I actually really liked it. I just started playing with it on Brian's account. And I think what's neat with both of these is there's little sub-meta games within the context of actually acquiring the weapon. So what's the effect called on Bad Juju again?
String of curses.
Yep. So it lasts for about 3 seconds. Just being able to play off that, even in PvP, is actually kind of cool. It's full auto. It feels really good. And then Lumina, same thing.
Noble rounds.
Thank you. Noble rounds. That part, I think that people are going to experience cool moments later on once you have maybe people playing together and stringing a bunch of those. It's just maybe really trolly. That's really cool, though. I like those.
Well, Lumina doesn't stack.
No, it doesn't stack, but
it also overwrites a lot of other powerful combinations.
Right, and so that's what I mean. I think that we might know not 100% of what it's capable of doing now, but once there's other things and activities that come out later on, I think it'll be pretty cool. I think it'll be something that people will figure things out later on once, once it's in the meta for a little bit.
So. I think both of the weapons are just they're interesting and they're sort of neat to mess around with.
Yes,
I don't see them being abused though. I don't think they're game breaking. I think they're just good.
Yeah,
not ridiculous like the way grenade launchers are right now.
Right.
Like spike grenades are still.
I think it says a lot that when I got those weapons, I tried them out. They're fun. I liked them. Mm-hmm. They're cool. I'll probably use them, you know, when I feel like breaking up, you know, what I normally do. But
yeah,
when I go to, you know, because the first thing I do when I get a new exotic weapon or something like that is I load up Atrosland. I hope that the Cabal are infinitely spawning there so I can test out the weapon. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, cool, that was fun. And then when I'm actually going to play the game to grind for stuff, I switch back to Mountaintop. I switch back to Recluse.
Yeah.
And then I just continue from there. And I'm like, well, that just says a lot about.
Yeah.
Maybe says more about those two guns. Yeah. But
let me ask you guys this. What's your current loadout? Mine is Outbreak Perfected, Recluse, and then usually a heavy machine gun or. Yeah, a heavy machine gun.
Yeah, Black Hammer.
It's for me, it's like I said, Mountaintop, Recluse, and then. Depending on the activity, like it'll probably be Wendigo or 1K Voices or Delirium, 21% Delirium.
Yeah, so it's weird.
I use Delirium for a lot of stuff actually because of the stack.
Yeah. So it's weird because I mean I'm sort of the same for PvE, but then when I'm playing for PvP, I really like Rock on a primary sniper. So that's what I was talking about. I've been playing a lot with Bite of the Fox again, trying to get
what role do you Revoker. Have on it?
Hidden Hand. Moving target as the D2 hidden hand. And then what's the other perk? I'm blending two other snipers together.
What does it do? What's its function?
It's basically and then drop mag so I can speed reload.
That's bad on a sniper.
Because
you throw away all your ammo.
I don't mind it because when you have reserves, I end up getting a lot of ammo anyways. Mm-hmm. And so I really like in PvP right now that you're able to actually kind of like farm people from range because they're trying to usually get sniper kills right now too because of the pinnacle weapon. So you have this, that's what I was saying last week. It's nice that you have a bit of a sniper meta because of these things. And I like the fact that, with those activities, it encourages people to use a bunch of different weapons during the season. So, I'm digging that for mostly. And I still like Luna's Howl. I have a hard time not using that hand cannon in PvP. So, still really
still good. Still have yet to get Luna's Howl.
Yeah. I'm still, oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a PvP guy, and I'm not that great at it. So like, if I win, I would just have a bad time if I just loaded it up.
But you have
I like Ace
though.
Ace is still good,
and Ace is solid too.
That's how I did the Lumina quest.
Yeah,
Lumina.
Lumina. Waiting for Lumina. You to do that. There's a few other people. We did a little survey. We might try to edit it later about people. So Lumina and Lumina.
Lumina.
Yeah, there's a couple different pronunciations of it going around. But
going back to Bad Juju for a second, what did you think of the mission? So I did it solo. I ran through it. I died like twice. I could probably solo it, but it's tough. It's tough.
It's not that. Yeah, it's not an easy mission per se, but there's no fail condition.
Yeah.
Like
I was surprised.
Die.
I died, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you just respawn, and you're like, yeah. Oh, okay.
No darkness zone.
There's no darkness
zone. No.
Yeah, there's no fail condition. So if you just keep playing it, you're going to eventually get it because.
Yeah.
So you like that or you don't like that?
Well, I mean, it's whatever. I feel fair.
Makes it easier on me.
I feel indifferent about it because there is a triumph for doing it solo without dying. Yeah. And
So
extinguish doesn't extinguish. So you just reload it.
Gotcha.
You back out.
I hope there would be extinguishers. I don't want to start that mission from the beginning.
That'd be brutal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, but there is a triumph to do it without dying. Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, I feel like that's maybe kind of the best of both worlds in a way. Like, would you want it to be super difficult to the point that you had to start over?
No, and I'm not indicating that in any way.
No, I know, but that's what I'm wondering. Like, what would, because you feel, when you say you're indifferent, not positive or negative, what would make it better?
I think it's cool. I'm glad that we have another mission. It's not bad. I'm not like I did it. It's over. There's not a lot of incentive to replay it right now.
Destin's on the roller coaster down.
When you start grinding things like the catalyst, then that mission will come real in handy for that.
Yeah, right. And I like that I have another place to do that. I like that it reuses assets because we've talked about that. I'm playing through it and I was like, they're reusing assets. I've wanted them to do this for so long because they have all these fantastic areas that have been explored. And being able to go back to them in a new with new set of eyes.
Yeah.
I almost said new light.
No.
That's coming.
Yeah. With a new set of eyes.
This is the first time we've been to the Ascendant Realm on the Leviathan, right? Like the raid didn't have that.
No.
There was no other activity that had the Ascendant Realm, right?
Yeah.
On Leviathan.
Nope. And you know what? It was just challenging enough. I do really like the space. I like the mission just generally. But now that I've completed it, my incentivization to go back. Like, I'm kind of tempted to do the flawless run because it's easy to load up.
Right.
It's not like curse week where it's once a week and you know, you kind of got to run to it.
So that's cool. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something along the same lines. Oh, for new light, just going back to that, I think that that's what I'm excited to see as well too. Like to see these kind of spaces like Archer's Line and all these other areas from the moon and see how they evolve in the game coming up as well too. Cause I think that is really cool. I like that personally. Like I loved in Rise of Iron when we went back to, you know, where you fought Sepix there. And then also ultimately that became a social space. And then they even furthered that in Destiny 2 when it became a map. So I like all those little nods to previous experience.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I thought about in Destiny 1 is like when year 3 was coming around in Destiny 1, I was like, Bungie, I cannot patrol the Cosmodrome anymore. I'm so over it. And then they announced Rise of Iron and I'm like, they figured out how to pull me back in.
They did it.
I guess I'll go patrol the Cosmodrome.
Little snow.
Yeah.
Different space.
I have to ask you guys, so what are you working on right now? Because for me, I mean, it's probably going to be those triumphs that will give me free statues to put in
for a little bit. I am one triumph away from getting Shadow. Mm-hmm. So I just need to complete the flawless raid.
Nice.
And then I'm still working on Moment of Triumph. I only have a few things to do for Moment of Triumph, and I'll complete that. But we can't get the title until...
Yeah,
I think Solstice of Heroes because there's two missing triumphs on that, so I don't know what they are.
They also patched the raid problem, so you have a better chance of doing the new one, bro.
Yeah, that's why I was waiting. I was like, I'm not doing this until that was the same thing with Last Wish. I was like, I'm not doing this until Guitar is fixed.
Yeah,
like, there's no way I'm doing this. And like getting all the way through it, and all of a sudden you get booted because
twang.
That's
your guitar.
Yours is working to 750, right?
Working to 750, almost there. I know it's subtle. I'm trying my best here. This is
No, I
know.
I think
I know what you're saying.
It almost sounded like you were like so plain faced. It almost sounded a little condescending.
You did good like, holding the smile.
There was nothing there.
I know
it almost sounded like it was.
You know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I got you.
You heard it too, but I looked at it and I was like, oh, wait, he's not being condescending right now.
No, he's being serious.
Dad life.
Props to you for being legitimate.
Like right before Guardian Con, I got all my characters to 750.
All of them. So I know what
that grind's like.
Yeah, okay.
But well, Menagerie, so, dude, yes. Like, once you get around 748, you can get the rest of your slots that you need.
Yeah, I mean, I'm around like 730 something now, so now it's grinding out. Yeah, Ostringer rolls, and then Revoker I almost have for like sniper PvP kills.
I'm saying, though, with the chalice and everything, you can just get your powerful drops in the exact slot you want if you put in the recipe.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so that's what I like about it. So now, yeah, I'm doing a bunch of things just casually. So here's the thing. Like, I am definitely not a grinder like you guys are. I can't just go into Destiny and just play PvP for like 5 hours. Naturally, I will play PvE.
I was like, I'm pretty sure you can.
Yeah, I can play PvP for 5 hours. So if there's something to do in PvP, yeah, I almost got the Revoker in one sitting because I'll play PvP for 5 or 6 hours and just not sure where the time went. Like, I can grind Rumble for hours for no other reason, just the fact that I like it and I'm testing out weapons and playing like that. So, but then from the PvE standpoint, yeah, like there's things that I'm just doing now. Yeah, mostly Triumphs and, you know, I'm trying to get bad juju and other things like that, so.
So I'm stressed out about Destiny right now. What? And there's one really simple reason.
Okay.
My inventory is a disaster.
Oh, well, yeah.
It is so bad right now.
At some point, I have to put it on you, man. I walked by your desk today and saw your Destiny item manager open, and you had like 30 Ostringers in there.
Because I was doing the farm, and I'm like, Teddy, like, what role am I going to front this thing? Exactly. Because, like, while the farm was available, I was just get as many as you can.
Yeah.
And now I have to go through, and I'm like, okay, I know I need accurized rounds, and I need a lot of range on the gun.
See, what I do
is good, but is it better than snapshot?
The thing is, you just have to be proactive about that.
Like, I got one trench barrel on the shotgun. One.
Ooh, yeah.
No, it's fine. That's all I wanted.
And Teddy was saying this. He actually, people probably know who he is now since he was on the show in person. He grinded, I think, like 400 or 500. I don't want to quote him. But anyways, he grinded like 500 of something trying to get Trench Barrel.
And didn't get his roll.
Yeah, and only got, I think, one or two. So the percentages are really low for some of those perks. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm stressed. And I hate that my inventory gets this bad. Because I want to keep at least one of everything, right?
Yeah.
I have like 2 go figures that are really good, 2 dukes that are really good. And there's a few guns that I just kind of hold on to just in case I ever like actually play PvP. But it's not a fun experience where I literally can't play the game to do 2 hours of inventory management. Is dupe, is Titan. Junk, that one's good. I need a grenade launcher roll.
That's the real game.
This is why I always just do inventory management in between everything.
Yeah.
If I'm flying somewhere, inventory management. Always.
You know what?
I hate it.
I let my postmaster do the inventory management. Yeah. Here's the problem, though. I had like a god roll.
You think I'm bad?
I'm the worst.
I have never had an inventory problem in Destiny just because I just inventory management in the downtimes.
Yeah, I had a play of the game with spike grenades and then procs in the same column. Mm-hmm. And so I could have switched them back and forth. And then I had, I think it was quick draw and a couple others. And I was like, oh, I got to make sure I hang on to this. And I left it in, it was probably like item 20 of 30 in the postmaster. Mm-hmm. Then I went grinding Menagerie and doing a bunch of things.
No.
And I was like, no.
You come back and then it pushes it out.
Full of blues. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, dear God, make the blues go away.
For a while there, though, I kind of did have that same issue in, with the postmaster because I had a bunch of, it kind of worked in my favor because I'm not really using modulus reports anymore.
Yeah.
And so they've just been sitting
in my postmaster. They stack now.
They stack now, yeah, but up to like 15 and then like, but I mean.
No. I have 64 stacked in my inventory.
Really?
I don't know if it bugged out or what, but thank God.
You can't do that because they've been sitting in my postmaster.
I'll show you. I was super happy.
Yeah, because like they sit in my postmaster at 15 and I can't pull them in my inventory because I have 15 in my inventory.
Yeah.
So then I went to the Menagerie. I forgot that they were in there, and then I got a bunch of things, and then like it just pushed them out. And I'm like,
yeah, it's fine. I think that happened with my Warlock.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the only thing.
I do want to see your stack, though. I don't believe you.
I'll show you. I was surprised. I was like, did it bug or did they fix it?
That sounds like a bug to me.
Interesting.
It's so weird. Like, there's a lot of problems right now in Destiny with that sort of stuff. Like, I have so many Gambit tokens.
Yeah.
I have 3 stacks of some of the Gambit tokens, and I'm like, I can't consume them.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't read online about how to get rid of those things fast.
No, yeah. The Gambit, like, are you talking about the synths?
Yeah. Yeah. No, the like, coins that you get.
Yeah, the synths that you
get. How do I get rid of them?
You go to the Drifter, and he does material exchanges. Or something, not material exchange. Good. Just something. I think it breaks them down for Glimmer or something like that.
Yeah,
I
great.
But
well, also, there's my Glimmer, because I need Glimmer right now.
But the Pursuits tab is the same. Like, I don't know how many times when I pick up bounties, complete bounties, my brain wants to go to where the chalice is. And, and when I have to search for it every time, I'm like, oh dear God.
The Pursuits.
Yeah.
No. Why? I mean, why is it so bad?
It really wouldn't be that bad if we just had a hot button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or so in Destiny 2.
You bring it up and then you got to go over there. And then if you go back using the normal way, it doesn't do it on that page.
Yeah.
You got to click it.
You got to go through and it doesn't
I think it was
block.
Fine where
it's,
it was.
It's a cumbersome UI.
It is. And I think that, and that's the problem with the pursuits and the quests all kind of being jumbled in there together. While you can organize them, you have to do it each time. Mm-hmm. In Destiny 1, the way the progress tab worked is for the most part, that stuff was always in the same spot because they actually stacked and then you would, you know, tab over to it and it would always be in the same position. So I wish there was a little bit more work that they could do in that regards for tweaking that. Because, yeah, honestly, I spend probably about like a good 30 seconds each time looking for the chalice. just going, oh, okay, this was where it was in my mind 10 seconds ago, and then whatever. Small.
Very often I still hit I on the keyboard
in
hopes to go to the pursuit tabs and tab over, and I'm like, oh, nope.
Yeah, I do it all the time now.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten used to it. It's only been like 1 month, like a month or something.
It's not been there,
but
I did the same thing with the friends list and the roster. For the first little bit, I would always hit the start button in Destiny 1, and tab over, mm-hmm. and then now it's kind of in the directory menu and you have to scroll like that. So it's still kind of old habits dying hard. But I think those are things that they have tweaked them even with like triumphs and all the rest of that stuff. You can see them obviously. You know, making those things better over time. But in that, your brain becomes accustomed to one thing, and then you kind of just like got to figure it out over time. But
so to recap the episode, stressing about inventory.
You want more vault space, ultimately. Yeah. But you can break stuff down now. If you actually break down a lot of those, I know you were talking about, it's like a 10 power, 10 light or whatever. But you can break down a lot of your Eververse items, and then those are things that are going to be now considered as, you know, what are we calling it?
Transmog?
No. What are we actually?
It's transmog.
Oh no! It was
even remember the name.
What was the name?
Come
of
up
it?
With a
oh,
name.
Dang it! I forgot what it was.
Oh man, this is bad. Anyways, whatever cosmetic function. What ornament?
Ornamentation.
Ornamentation. Yeah. So, but that's gonna relieve a lot.
Thank you
of
for
stuff.
Shouting at the TV. We got it in our brain, and like we remembered it because you guys were yelling.
That's right.
In the future,
ornamentation.
Yeah. So anyway, stress about vault space. Bad Juju is back.
Yep.
We like the quest.
Yeah.
CJ likes it in PvP and PvE.
Seem
to be digging it.
Yeah, I think for the most part. The weird thing is
CJ thinks Lumina is going to become overpowered.
I think that there's going to be some kind of weird meta that might arise over time in the
Say the name of the gun again?
Bad Juju.
No.
Lumina.
Lumina.
Bad Juju is actually it feels good. We were talking about major pulse rifles in Destiny 2 right now. Blast Furnace is still probably like top meta for pulse rifles. What else are you using in Destiny 2?
For meta?
Yeah. That's probably it. That's probably
for
one
pulse
of the,
rifles?
Yeah.
I mean, there's still... Did you say Blast Furnace?
Yeah.
I mean, Blast Furnace. That's,
I mean, nothing probably...
I'm sure people are still using Clever Dragon and all that stuff.
So Clever Dragon's D1.
Jesus. What's the one from... what's the pulse rifle that came in Iron Banner?
Gold Figure?
No, Iron Banner. There's a pulse rifle.
A new one?
Yeah, I'm not
Something
sure.
with a wolf.
Claws?
Claws of the Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Are people still using that in PvP?
I don't know.
It's high rate of fire, but no.
Okay.
So, I don't think so.
But pulse rifles are pretty good, I don't think they will ever, unless they do some major buff damage to them. Clever Dragon, D1.
Hopscotch,
D1.
What are you guys even talking
about? Yes, right
we're
just talking about all the weapons that were pulse that we remember. And Hawksaw. Hawksaw was actually a really good one.
Grasp of Malak.
And Grasp of Malak. That was probably the one that people farmed the most. So I don't know if... Yeah, Bad Juju will be a return to a pulse rifle meta. I don't think so, but it feels good. Like it's fun to actually get back playing with some of those weapons. That
Red Death will be the return.
Nah, man, you got your Crimson.
Yeah,
that's all you're gonna get.
It's not the same.
I feel like at this point, if Bungie brings back Red Death, does that kill Crimson?
Crimson is dead.
No when one's, when have who's you ever busted?
Sorry, I mean, exactly. I mean, like dead completely. Like you might as well just remove it from the game. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's already pretty bad. I don't know if. I mean, some people.
What's that
like
gun
it,
I said at Guardian Con? I bet you're not busting it out for sweet dips. The exotic.
Sweet dips.
I remember when you said that.
The exotic
I
don't like that from term. The.
Oh, which one is it?
Scourge.
Again? Yeah.
Hey, I still like I using that during the. During the Arbalist? Encounter on no. in what's the
raid?
Not the raid, the Shattered Throne.
Yeah.
I like using it in the part where you can't heal and all the thralls spawn at you and you so you don't mm-hmm. heal, but the Crimson will heal you if you kill those thralls.
Oh, I wasn't talking about yeah, okay.
I was going
okay,
back to
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
But got it.
Good call, Brian. Anyway, that's all we have for this week. It's a little bit of a lighter week, not a ton of news. I think we're gonna get more in the coming weeks though, especially leading into Gamescom.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Let us know what you think of the new studio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And on that, we may or may not be doing Fireteam Chat next week. Brian and I are at Gamescom. I know you're not. And
next week, we're at Comic-Con.
Or sorry, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Brian, getting ahead of myself. Comic-Con, and then I might even be taking a little bit of a holiday after that. So I'm not sure about the me being on the show, and unless you guys do one the week after. But, yeah, we're both out of the office for Comic-Con next
I might
Friday.
Be able to make it work, but if I don't, you know what happened. It's CJ's and Brian's fault.
It's all our fault.
Definitely their fault. But for this episode, until next time, everybody,
Guardians out.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.